You had an interest in being a cowboy back then, didn't you, and trick roping?
I don't know exactly why, but I was pretty good. I paid part of my expenses going to art school for doing that, but I never was really great.
Didn't you appear in rodeos in Veneta? And...
Yes, I would do that. I had a good friend who did trick riding. We would go on to the arena. He would come in standing on his shoulder, and then I would rope the top of his feet sticking up in here. It wasn't really great, but people thought it was.
You were in Veneta, Tulsa, Claremore?
Mostly Veneta. But when I went to school in Chicago, of course, I was on the stage in Chicago.
What was the elementary school that you went to?
Pershing School.
Was there a teacher there or teachers that were interested in your artwork and encouraged you?
Not particularly. I don't think anyone ever encouraged me until I got into high school, and they only encouraged me then because they knew I could decorate the blackboards.
But were you a good student? Did you enjoy school?
I enjoyed school, and I think I was a pretty good student. I know that school treated me beautifully.
And what was the name of the high school?
Miami High School.
You said you were president of your class?
I don't think I was very well liked, but everybody thought I was awfully smart. And so they would appoint me, you know, president of this or that or the other. I have to tell you this, though. When I'd go to the pencil sharpener, people would come and look at my drawings. And the teacher said I was disturbing study hall. So in that regard, I was kicked out of school, which was silly. At the time, they put me in a room by myself. I resented that tremendously. But they decided that I could do so many things for the various classes with my art that they put me back in school. And one of the teachers, by the way, was principal, told the superintendent, I don't think we ought to kick him out of school because he might amount to something someday. And so they put me back in school.
So your artwork was disruptive to the kids, and that's why they removed you from the classroom.
As I remember.
Was that in high school?
That was in high school.
Was that a few days you were removed?
I don't remember. Yeah, right. They did put me in a room by myself, so I wouldn't bother people. I really resented that. But the two men that were in there with me, they would come in there practicing boxing, two teachers. They thought it was a shame having me there. And the principal of the school didn't like it because I no longer could decorate the teacher's blackboards. So all things considered, I got back in school.
But then you graduated from high school, and you
yes.
were 18 at the time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Then what did you do?
Nothing for a while, but then I went to school in Chicago, Art Institute in Chicago.
Art Institute of Chicago at 18.
Yeah.
How did you pay for that?
My parents paid for it. They never encouraged me, but they did things like that. They saw to it that I had education in art, and they paid for it. And my mother washed my clothes every month.
That must have been a real culture shock for this Miami, Oklahoma boy to go to the big city of Chicago.
I remember coming back from school, and there was a very wealthy man standing across the street, and I walked over to say hello to him, and he said, you know, Charles, you people think that when you're gone, we miss you. We don't even know you're gone. And that hurts me to this day.
What? Why did he have to be so mean and say that to you?
Yeah, well, he was wealthy. He had that prerogative.
I guess he thought he had that prerogative.
Yeah.
How did you get accepted there then in school? How did that go for you?
I think I was a pretty good student. I'll show you one thing in here that I did, which everybody thinks is excellent. I, of course, thought I was excellent because an artist has to have a certain self-confidence, and it's interpreted as ego, you know. I had the ability to draw.
What was your subject matter then as you came to Chicago? What were you drawing?
Well, I drew what the teachers told us to draw. We had models and all that. Yeah. However, I did start drawing Indians, and I remember something that I recalled at the time was drawing cowboys on horses. And so many of the students were interested in that, and so then I started maybe putting a few Indians in it. And then the kids started buying the pictures that I had drawn of Indians. And I remember there for a while, they would pay a dollar for one of my drawings. And I thought, my goodness, how long has this been going on?